The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast and our campaigns of Entertainment Earth, its managers, employees, affiliates, you, me, your own, you know, but keep be a boo-boo, don't sue. Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, April 24th, 2009. I am your host, Adam Paulus. I am here to talk to you about movies and games and toys and stuffs. So let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, the top five movies were 17 Again, $23.7 million, State of Play, $14.1 million, Hannah Montana, $13.4 million, Monsters vs. Aliens, $13.2 million, and Fast and Furious, $11.8 million. New this week at the box office, Obsessed, Fighting, The Soloist, Earth, a nature film, The Informers, and The Mutant Chronicles. On TV, or rather, on your computer, G.I. Joe Resolute is airing on AdultSwim.com. The series of five-minute episodes involve people getting shot and killed left and right, and basically doing things to the cartoon you loved as a child that you would probably find exciting or obscene. Either way, worth checking out, and it is free if you're in the U.S. If you're not in the U.S., the G.I. Joe Resolute program is also being mirrored on YouTube, so check that out. Comedian Maria Bamford released a new album this week, if you like comedy albums. It's called Unwanted Thought Syndrome. It is a CD plus DVD. I picked it up, and it has a DVD full of her super deluxe series, The Maria Bamford Show, which you may guess features her. She's very funny, I think, so if you like the comedian's comedy, you probably saw her, and just that's more or less a public service. Toys! Hello Kitty! Ornament pictures are up. We have a Hello Kitty punk rock ornament. You probably know someone who likes such things, or are someone who likes such things. So check that out. Jack's Pacific is also doing a line of action figures, playsets, and urban vinyl Hello Kitty figures due this summer. Star Wars. Hasbro revealed a bunch of new stuff. There will be double-bladed Jedi and Sith lightsabers, which can separate in the middle into a big lightsaber and a small lightsaber. Clone troopers with jetpacks are coming. Four new battle packs are going to be released with Ewoks, Jellagrub, commando droids, and, oh, huge Republic gunship gun pods, finally, 7 years later. And the Y-Wing fighter from the Clone Wars is up for pre-order, too. General Giant also announced some new items, including Boba Fett with a Han Carbonite statue and a couple of Stormtroopers, Darth Talon mini-bust, Forlorn mini-bust, and silver rings of the Rebel and Imperial emblems. Yes, rings, like hand rings in size 10 and 12. And, oh, there's going to be a Star Wars chess set that's like $600. So if you like your chess expensive and Star Wars, this might be the thing for you. It's gold and silver covered, not painted, so it doesn't look exactly like what you might have seen at Comic-Con, but it's pretty cool. Smurfs. Jack's Pacific is doing a full line of playsets, vehicles, plush, and other stuff. There's even a plush with DVD. Uncle Scrooge. Dark Horse is releasing their Donald Duck statue this year. I mentioned it at Toy Fair. It's really great. Donald looks really pissed off, so it's pretty cool. Wizard of Oz. General Giant announced mini busts for Tin Man, Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion, which go great with the other busts they've already announced. These look really spectacular in person, so if you like someone who likes Wizard of Oz and need to buy them something, or if you are someone who likes Wizard of Oz, these are really nice items that they might not know exist. I mean, when you have people that are busts of people with makeup on them, they look a lot better than actual people do in the collectible form. Oh, and Betty Page. Entertainment Earth exclusive red Betty Page statue is now in stock. Not a lot of them are in stock because it's a very limited edition, and as you may guess, a lot of them have sold. So if you want one, you might want to order it soonish. I don't expect these to last longer than maybe a month, maybe two, if not a couple of days, depending on if word gets out. Who knows? Either way, if you want one, now's the time to get one. New Entertainment Earth. We have t-shirts! That's right, if you like to wear clothing, Entertainment Earth is now the stop for you. We carry t-shirts for Star Trek and Serenity, and more are being added every day! That's right, you can wear a Star Trek Don't Phase Me Bro t-shirt. You can get a Serenity shirt with Wash's dinosaurs duking it out for ancient supremacy. And don't forget, the Entertainment Earth anniversary sale ends real soon, so if you want something, be sure to check by the website and order some of our 100 newly added to the sale items. Because if you don't, you will be sorry. And if you're sorry, you might complain. If you're going to complain, I'm not going to hear it. So, check out the exciting, wonderful anniversary sale at entertainmentearth.com today. And thank you for your business. Video games. What do we got? On the Nintendo Wii this week, you can download the Sega Genesis game Wonder Boy 3 in Monsterland. It is $9 instead of the usual $8. And you can also download Square Enix's Crystal Defenders on WiiWare for $8. Crystal Defenders was released on the Xbox a few weeks ago for $10, so it's slightly cheaper. Nintendo DS fans, if you have the Nintendo DSi, you can download Master of Illusion Express, Deep Psyche, and Dr. Mario for $5 or less each. Xbox 360 fans, Lode Runner. Yes, Lode Runner. Yes, you want it. This is Tozai Games' second release, the first being R-Type, so they're on a bit of a winning streak. I got Lode Runner last night and spent about an hour playing it, and I probably could have kept going if I didn't have work to do. So, yeah, I highly recommend giving it a shot, because it is indeed fun. I'll be posting a review on 16-bit soon, but for now, you'll just have to try the demo yourself. Street Fighter IV's slightly delayed championship mode is supposed to be available today, Friday. For all I know, it might be available right now. I haven't turned on my Xbox this morning. New features include a tournament mode and advanced playback settings, which record your moves and let you basically improve your game. And there's some crazy tournament thing where you can earn points, which are supposed to be like tournament prize money, but they never confirmed if you can spend the prize money. So something very exciting could be coming to your Street Fighter 4 game shortly. I don't know. Sorry. Taito Q&A. I managed to contact Taito Japan, who made Bubble Bobble, Arkanoid, Space Invaders, a lot of other exciting games back in the 80s and beyond. And I talked to them about Arkanoid Live and some other stuff. If you would like to read that Q&A interview thing, go to 16bit.com, because it's too long and boring to read here. But if you like Arkanoid, nothing's too long and boring. I always say, I always like to hear about that sort of thing. And in more preposterous video game news, Capcom launched a site called TU4AR.com with a countdown on it. Fans have speculated it is TakeYouForARide.com, a reference to the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 character selection music, which nobody at all likes. It counts down to next Tuesday, and a big surprise is supposed to be revealed, which is supposed to be the worst-kept secret in gaming, the Xbox Live and PSN ports of Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Who knows what the release dates will be. But there you go. That's something exciting, in theory. Well, that's about it for this week. I have some errands to run and meetings to attend, so unfortunately I have to get through these a little bit quicker today. Be our fan on Facebook or MySpace if you have some time. If you haven't done so already, and if you didn't do it, okay, you know, that's fine. I'm not hurt. I'm not crying over here. You know, I'm just going to blow my nose a little bit. It's cool. We're good, right? Anyway, Toy of the Week will be some new Star Wars figures, which I just opened, and I will be basically examining them for the first time on the podcast live, so let's see how that works. Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-R-E-A-R-T-H, because I can spell, or Adam16Bit, A-D-A-M-16-B-I-T. I do both of these because, as far as I'm concerned, you need to know everything there is to know about me. That's not true. Anyway, yeah, see you guys all next time. Don't forget to stop by entertainmentearth.com for all your buying stuff needs. And, oh, we launched an Entertainment Earth blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. I am doing some writing for it. Some stuff from the podcast will be mirrored there, like movie releases, because I figure that could be useful. And also our friend Geek Girl Diva will be posting as well. So be sure to check that out and let us know what you think. And let us know what you'd like to see there, because really, why not? One of the suggestions has been a Q&A column with me. So if you have questions, you might want to email them to me. Just let me know it's for the Entertainment Earth Q&A if you want to be a part of that at adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com. I gotta go, so I will see you next time. Okay, now for the ridiculous section of the show. It is the post-show, which is still technically the show. And if you've been unable to reach your iPod or whatever and have been listening to a few minutes of silence, I apologize. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you about is you may have heard ramblings in my various projects that I was in the market for an arcade stick for my Xbox. Well, it showed up this week, finally. Naturally, after not being able to find any arcade joysticks of any kind at any retail establishment in the Los Angeles area, the day after I got mine, I went to Toys R Us and saw about 30. So that's life. But anyway, mine is this preposterous thing made of actual Hap Arcade parts. So it's got the bat top joystick, the concave buttons, and the thing is big enough to clobber an invader. It's fantastic. Oh man, looking at it now, it's pretty. It's very pretty. You should get one. It's from this company that has the not a spectacular website. They haven't exactly updated it to confirm that they sell Xbox 360 versions of their stick. But the product is very nice, I must say. I enjoy it. It's very good for Street Fighter and whatnot. So it has nothing to do with the toys that we sell. I just very much like this joystick. It's by a company called Mass Systems, M-A-S Systems. And if you are in the market for a good joystick, I am just sharing my opinions of this device with you because it is very nice. Very, very nice. What else do I have to tell you about? I got some Star Wars figures to review. Not much in the way of new Transformers coming out. Actually, as far as toys go, it's a little slow except for the Marvel area. And I'm not sure what's new because there's so much of it. But a lot of new Marvel Wolverine movie toys and Spider-Man, not Spider-Man, but Marvel classic Legends type stuff. And X-Men cartoon figures are hitting. So those are out and about. Haven't bought any yet, but I should soon. Because I want that little Spider-Man or a little Iron Man or something. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Clone Wars is off, Battlestar Galactica is off, Transformers is still on, so if you're still watching cartoons like I am, you should check that out. It's only got a few episodes left, so looking forward to seeing how that turns out. And I am going to record the next episode now, so I can do that, and you can have a nice weekend and stuff.